Hello. Well, since the recording has started and he seems to be busy, the Free Food and Medicine podcast has begun. Today, we plan on talking about comfrey.
Log Talk Radio.
If you walk outside your door right now and look at the plants around your house, do you have any clue which plants are edible? After a lifetime of research and over 3 years of putting this together, I have created what I believe to be one of the most foundational books for living on planet Earth. Most human beings have lost touch with nature so much they have no clue anymore how to survive on their own. Did you know wild plants are some of the most powerful food and medicine you could ever have? Every living thing on Earth has a purpose, even the toxic plants. You just need to know which purpose they serve. In an emergency, you need to know this. If you want to seriously improve your health, you need to know this. If you have no more money for food or medicine, you need to know this. This is a book no household should be without. This isn't just about plants you might see in a forest somewhere. I'm talking about the begonias in your window, the grass in your yard, the tree on the corner, and the weeds coming through the cracks. I didn't just create this for you. I created it for me, too. Why buy it when you can grow it for free and have an endless supply of free food and medicine for the rest of your life? This amazing Power Pack book covers over 1,000 plants found all over the world. It shows you which ones are edible, which ones are poisonous, what they're used for. Over 2,500 full-color images. This is the ultimate plant and health reference guide. Just as important is the second part of the book, a complete in-depth cross-reference of every health condition you can imagine and what plants have been historically used for those conditions. What plant do you take for nervousness? What plant repairs DNA? What plants are good for anxiety, insomnia? Which ones are good probiotic food? What plants can you make your own soap and toothpaste and shampoo with? What are the best healthy low glycemic sugar substitutes other than stevia? Which ones increase nutrient absorption and athletic performance? How about the performance in the bedroom? Even if you don't want to pick your own plants, at least know what to look for when you go to the health store. This section alone is worth the whole book. Once you start looking at this thing, you're not going to be able to put it down. You'll be amazed at what's out there, growing right outside your door. There's nothing else like this out there. This is a book every person, every household should have. The Free Food and Medicine Worldwide Edible Plant Guide. Get it at freefoodandmedicine.com.
Yeah.
freefoodandmedicine.com. And freefoodandmedicine.net. Or freefoodandmedicine.org. Are you in your truck or in your... Oh, there you are.
I'm right back here.
All right. You can disconnect yours or we'll get an echo.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Yeah.
Okay. That works. Oh, turn your volume down. Yeah, I gotta stay connected because I'm connected to both podcasts.
Right.
I left my drink in here.
Yeah, it's over there on top of the aquarium.
Oh, okay, cool. And this has a receipt book in it so we can keep track of stuff. And I got two more receipt books in the pickup truck. I'm going to buy like 1,000 receipt books so we never have an excuse. I gotta call Block Talk Radio now. Give me a minute.
Head Mac was brought apparently Greenhouse Plastic ice
pick. Something. I don't know what it is.
Oh, the little metal room that I'm in.
Okay. I think we're back online.
Yeah.
Anyhow, what root? Black root?
Well, it's just one of the names. Now that you're back online, I will read through a list of names I found from Humphrey. I was trying to look them up to see. I hope they can hear me. I was trying to look them up to see if indeed Roth Grant forgot Humphrey.
He might have just called it something else.
He might have called it something else.
All right.
Now, why he would call it something else, I haven't a clue, but...
Right.
Anyway, here's a chair if you want to sit close to your feet.
Yeah, but my phone will lose signal again.
You didn't lose signal until you actually stepped in.
Okay.
And if you don't trust it, you can move the seat away.
I'll put it right here in the wood saw room.
All right, so.
Wood saw is good for you, too.
All right. Now, this is by no means a comprehensive list of all the names for Humphrey. But here they go. This site, WebMD, lists its other names as Askier, Blackroot, Blackwort, Bruisewort, Common Comfrey, Consolidier, Raddick.
Raddick.
Which is probably the scientific Confound. Confound spelled with an E on the end. Confound Officinal, which is another scientific.
All right, I'm going to go get my book real quick.
Consulia. Grande Consulda, Gum Plant, Healing Herb, Herb Ox, Charpentier, Herbe a la Consula, Knit Bat, Knit Bone, Bums Dez Bop. Auril de Anne. Salsified? That's strange. Salsified is an entirely different plant, but okay, apparently that's their name. But that makes two plants with that same name. Slippery Root. Tentacum officinal and Walwort. All right. Humphrey has had some negative press, and since I'm on WebFD, I'm going to jump to the side effects and see what they said the side effects of Humphrey are. Side effects and safety. When? Right. When taken by mouth, Humphrey is likely unsafe for anyone when taken by mouth. It contains chemicals. Yeah, everything contains chemicals.
Chemical compounds.
Pyrrolizidine alkaloid. aka PA, that can cause liver damage, lung damage, and cancer. The FDA has recommended that all oral contraceptives be removed from the market. I'd like to see when exactly they take that conclusion. Because for a long time, people don't be poisoned. Folks, there's your warning. Now, here's what I do. I eat it.
I've eaten it. I've taken your herbs.
Yeah, but you probably got liver, colon, and lung cancer. What else did they say?
Those are probably the things that it cures, not that it causes.
Yeah, comfrey stimulates cell growth. So if you have a broken bone, you soak in comfrey tea. It tends to cause bones to heal faster than if they were to put a cast.
Right.
Okay, so when applied to skin.
But that somehow causes cancer, where radiation is good for you.
Yeah. I know. They're hypocrites.
I might say that.
Okay. So when applied to the skin. When applied to unbroken skin in a small amount for less than 10 days, comfrey is constantly safe.
Wow.
For most people. It is important to remember that poisonous chemicals in comfrey can pass through the skin. For this reason, it is possibly unsafe to apply comfrey to broken skin or apply large amounts in more. Special precautions, warning. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Comfrey is likely unsafe to take by mouth or apply to the skin if you are pregnant or breastfeeding. In addition to causing liver damage and causing cancer, PA's comfrey might also cause birth defects. Even topical use is unwise since PA can be absorbed through the skin. Broken or damaged skin. Don't apply comfrey to broken or damaged skin. Doing so might expose you to large amounts of chemical comfrey that can cause liver damage and other serious side effects. Liver disease. There is a concern that comfrey might make liver disease worse. Don't use comfrey if you have any problems with your liver. Well, I have my doubts that WebMD got it because comfrey has been used for centuries orally. Back in a time when cancer was a very rare thing, you think that if comfrey caused cancer, people would have known.
Okay. So, it says here, even though comfrey is a useful herb, it contains poisonous compounds called
pyrrolizidine alkaloid
that can harm the liver if ingested or even absorbed through the skin in unsafe quantities. So you take too much, yes, it's not good for you. Some species of comfrey have more of this chemical compound than others. And even if the label states that the product is pure common comfrey, it may be made with the other more poisonous varieties. So you have to make sure that it's the common comfrey and not the poisonous varieties.
Well, we have two varieties on the land, and I don't...
And you've never had any trouble?
Never had any trouble.
So, and again, it says, in dangerous quantities or unsafe quantities. If you take too much golden seal, it'll cause problems.
If you take too much water.
You drink too much water, it'll cause problems. Take too much salt, it'll cause problems. Comfrey might be a little more sensitive than that. But golden seal, you can only take it for 2 weeks at a time. And then you have to take a 2 week break.
Okay.
So, you know, it may be just as potent as golden seal or pokeberries, where pokeberries you can only eat like maybe a handful at a time or half a handful at a time, and then you a day. You know, comfrey may not be that sensitive, but you know, just because one person had problems doesn't mean you're going to have problems. So, enter at your own risk. But, I've known people who use comfrey. I've used comfrey. David's used comfrey. And we haven't had any side effects. I have an ex-girlfriend who used to eat it on the regular, all the time. She never had any problems. She had mental problems, but that was about it.
Well, I found a mental problem with WebMD.
Yeah.
They gave those warnings saying it could possibly cause cancer. One of the things this is used for is to cure cancer.
I know, skin cancer.
Yeah, I don't know. Good for rheumatoid arthritis.
Yep.
Stomach ulcers. Swelling. Tuberculosis. Healing.
Lungs.
Major interactions. Do not take this combination. Medications that can harm the liver. Episode. Toxic drugs interact with comfrey.
Okay. So, yeah, if you're on certain pharmaceuticals, you shouldn't take comfrey because, yeah, if comfrey can cause liver damage and you're an alcoholic, you shouldn't be taking comfrey or you should stop drinking alcohol. But there's herbs that will heal the liver. There's one that will heal the liver faster than the mushroom can kill the liver. And this certain mushroom can kill your liver in what, 5 days?
I think like 3 days.
Three. So if you take Shishandra berry, which can heal your liver faster than that mushroom can destroy it,
yep.
Then I think you'll be fine with comfrey. There you go. And quit drinking alcohol. If you've got an alcohol problem.
Well, if you've got an alcohol problem, make a dose on your niacin.
That too. So, yeah.
Every ounce of beer you drink, take another 400 milligrams of niacin.
Yeah, it says here, comfrey prevents skin cancer, treats back pain and more. That's all it says. I know it helps with bones, joints, and ligaments. Okay, it says here, upset stomachs, ulcers, menstrual periods, diarrhea, bloody urine, constant cough, pain with breathing, paralysis, No, not paralysis. Pleuritis. Whatever that is.
Well, I'm in trouble.
It helps with those things.
You know, they're giving doses on WebMD.
Okay.
And the highest thing that they've dosed for is back pain, and that's 4 grams. Well, when I grab a leaf, every leaf I grab that weighs much more than 4 grams. And I just munch them down. I might do, you know, 2, 3, 4 of those a day, depending on how healthy the plant is.
Right.
I don't want to kill the plant.
Says here, bronchitis, cancer, chest pain, gum disease, and sore throats. Yeah, comfrey is a controversial one because I don't know. I keep hearing that it's poisonous, but I never had any trouble with it.
All right. Well, same goes for pokeberry.
Well, pokeberry we know is poisonous to a degree.
The seeds are, but...
And certain parts of the plant are.
But the seeds will pass through as long as you don't chew on them.
Right.
And the worst will happen is chew on the seeds growing up.
Well, with the pokeberry plant, once it starts turning purple, you don't want to eat it. But you can eat the young shoots and you can eat the leaves before it forks and turns purple. Once it starts turning purple, you can't touch it until the berries turn purple. And then you can eat the berries, but not too many. And don't chew the seeds. But they say elderberry is poisonous, and there's nothing wrong with elderberry. I think the whole plant's edible.
Yeah. Books I've read that say it's poisonous. Half the ones that say it's poisonous if you cook it. The other half say that it's poisonous if you eat it raw. So I don't know. I don't think they got their facts straight.
And we've done both.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
And we're still here. But then again, we eat belladonna.
Yeah, we both eat belladonna.
And we're still here.
I ate it as a little 3-year-old.
I ate it a couple years ago. Lady freaked out. I was making YouTube videos. And I was eating the belladonna plants. Or the nightshade. Deadly nightshade. It wasn't exactly belladonna. Well, they're in the same family. But what I knew as belladonna was not what this plant was. And so I didn't realize it was deadly nightshade. I thought, you know, deadly nightshade or belladonna was a bigger flower. These are little tiny ones. And so here I was munching down. They taste like asparagus. And then I didn't post any videos for like a week. This one lady freaked out, thought I killed myself eating deadly nightshade. Hell, I didn't mean to.
We'll go out and eat some deadly comfrey.
Deadly comfrey. I know. We got any growing in the greenhouse?
We do not. Come spring, I'm going to divide it up, spread it around the farm.
Okay. And well, yeah, next year we'll have a better greenhouse. This greenhouse is just an emergency, last-minute slap-together greenhouse. But wow, is this... What's
that yellow flower in the back? That's bok choy.
Oh, bok choy.
It's in the mustard family.
Yeah, at first I thought it was wintercress.
Same family.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got our wild cherries, tomatoes, and some other stuff growing in here. I don't think these... mulberries are going to make it.
No, but
we'll... Yeah, see if they got roots. And yeah, we got a bunch of plants here in the greenhouse. Mostly...
90 seconds.
90 seconds remaining. Actually, we got longer than that. We got another 15 minutes. But after Blog Talk Radio cuts us off in 15 minutes, you can check us out at freefoodandmedicine.org, where you can hear the rest of the story and previous and future podcasts, because Blog Talk will only let us
60 seconds.
So many podcasts before we got to give them more money.
Well, don't wear it for me.
I already did. Freefoodandmedicine.org. And, of course, you can check out Marcus Rothkranz at freefoodandmedicine.com or freefoodandmedicine.net if you want to give me credit for it. Oh, you know, credit for any purchases. Yeah. What do we have growing here? Oh, we got a ton of chickweed.
Yes.
Most people try to kill chickweed. Chickweed is actually really good for you. And it tastes good, too.
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Yay.
So back to comfrey. They make comfrey ointments and salves and or gels. This website pretty much says the same thing. Yeah, I don't know. Comfrey is also known as knit bone.
I read that.
Okay. Apparently that was its original name.
Yeah, because it fuses your bones back together. It causes the cells in your bones to grow so fast that it seals up the break. So if you're using comfrey for that purpose, make sure your broken bones are lined up properly.
Yeah. Comfrey mixed with gravel root, mullein, marshmallow, and some other stuff. Black walnut, I think it was.
Oh, for Dr. Christopher's rejuvenation tea?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's about 9 ingredients. Black walnut, wormwood, lobelia. Dr. Schultz added gravel root, which I think is a very important addition. Dr. Christopher's tea would help you build up all your tissues if it's broken, but the gravel root improved it by dissolving those things that don't belong in your flesh, little lumps, stuff like that,
like
bone spurs, things like that don't belong.
Kidney stones.
Well, I don't know about kidney stones, but, you know, ligament, muscle, and bone related, definitely dissolve those. It might dissolve kidney stones. I don't know.
There are herbs that do, like chunkapiedra.
There you go. We'll throw that into the mix. Mix around and use the calcium to build your bones up.
Right. And just take magnesium, too. Because, the body uses magnesium to help regulate the calcium in the body. But it says here, where was it? Comfrey is also used to heal burns, sprains, swellings, and bruises. Arthritis, gout, a word I can't pronounce, and of course diarrhea again. Now, I trust alternative health doctors over modern so-called health doctors. Now, I do like using WebMD as a reference, but I don't think it's 100% on point. But if Dr. Christopher and Dr. who?
Dr. Schultz.
You know, they're doctors, and if they believed in it, and there's other alternative health doctors that believe in it, there's probably some truth to it. But medicine is starting to be like a religion. You know, it's like, well, I don't believe in that, therefore it doesn't really work. It doesn't matter whether you believe in it or not. It works or it don't work. And, you know, modern medicine is more or less just a money racket, big business. There are certain things that they're good at, like diagnosing problems, but they're not really that good at that anymore. You know, they just run a bunch of tests so they can make a bunch of money. And then they're like, well, we don't know what's wrong with you. But here's your bill for $100,000.
Yeah, we ran all these tests on you, and you laid in our hospital bed for so many days. And
we couldn't help you, but you still got to pay us because we didn't do our job. I wonder if I can go to my employer and say, hey, I'm not going to work this week, but you still got to pay me.
Hey, they call that.
Yeah.
Call that paid vacation time.
But you still got to actually do something to earn that paid vacation time. You know? These doctors these days, they're not really helping too many people. I mean, some of them help. I mean, I was talking to this girl a couple few weeks ago who's a surgical nurse. We kind of had problems out the gate, you know, met on a date line, and we were not compatible. I mean, we have similar interests. We want to help people, you know, but we go about different ways of doing it. She was a radical leftist, and I'm a radical moderate to mediumist.
And I'm a radical non-authoritarian.
And I'm an extreme radical alternative health, and she's extreme radical modern medicine. We had a heated debate for a few hours over all this stuff.
Only a few hours?
Yeah. And it wasn't necessarily a bad debate, but we just disagreed on everything. And she probably does save lives because, you know, she does surgery and stuff like that. So, you know, you come in with a problem and you're dying. Like David said, they're really good at putting you back together. And then
if you get tossed out of the car and you bounce across the pavement and they bring you in the hospital alive, they do a pretty good job of sticking everything back where it belongs. Yeah.
Right.
After your life is no longer threatened, it's what they do afterwards that's generally true.
Right. They keep you from dying so that they can slowly kill you.
Yeah. Something like that.
But I agree that there are some good practices in the modern medicine industry. And she also agreed that if people had a healthier diet, they wouldn't need modern medicine. So that's where we come in. We're trying to help people prevent from having to resort to modern medicine. But I still don't think modern medicine is the answer, even when you get to that point. Because these pharmaceuticals have like a dozen or more side effects. Then you got to take a pill for those side effects. It's like, not so long ago, my brother was complaining about my father because my father takes a pharmaceutical for one problem, and then he has to take another pharmaceutical for that problem, which gives him the problem that he had originally that he was taking the first pharmaceutical for. Like, why don't you just get rid of both those pharmaceuticals and find something else? And it's like he reverted right back to where he started. And now he's taking two pharmaceuticals. He's better off without both of them. Now I don't remember what the problem was. But my dad's slowly coming around, though. He's starting to use some herbs, like valerian root, and I can't remember what else. But anyways, back to comfrey. What else is good to take with comfrey besides gravel root?
Oh, well, that whole tea.
Dr. Christopher's.
Sometimes they call it FCT, right? That FCT stands for bone, flesh, and cartilage. And sometimes it just calls it rejuvenation.
Yeah,
you can get it on Amazon.
Yes, I've seen it as low as $30 per pound bag. But I've also seen as high as $100 per pound.
A pound? Yeah, see, I think I sell mine for $30.
Pound?
A pound? Yeah, our blend.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure how big.
Yeah, see, this one here is $30.
Yeah.
Now it says it's $50, but they're selling it for $31.
I ordered all the ingredients and did the blending and changed or altered it a little bit ourselves because we have our own alteration. And I think it costs me a little over $1 an ounce to make it. So if I was to sell it and make a profit, you know, I think it was about $30 an ounce. I mean, $30 a pound. And I was making like maybe 30% profit, something like that. But that was then. That was, what, 2 years ago. So it's probably going to cost a little more now. But, yeah, you can get it on Amazon for $30 to $40. A pound.
Yep, straight off Amazon.
Yeah, well, these people are doing it in bulk. A bigger volume than I could do. If I did it in a bigger volume, I can give a better discount or a better deal. Here we go. White oak bark. I changed ours to no, I didn't. Oh, here it is. Black walnut. Oops. Okay, so white oak bark, comfrey, marshmallow, mullein, black walnut, which if you're on a pharmaceutical and you don't want the black walnut to block the absorption of the pharmaceuticals in your body, then you would replace that with white walnut. In our case, we don't do pharmaceuticals. We want to block the absorption of chemicals in our body, so we take the black walnut. gravel root, wormwood, lobelia, and skullcap herb. Skullcap is good for any addictions. So,
I believe he put the skullcap in there as a balancer.
Oh, okay.
Don't ask me what that means. Combination of that.
Well, who knows? I mean, a lot of herbs are known for a certain particular purpose, but they have other purposes as well. I call them good side effects. You know, it's like you take these pharmaceuticals and you get like a dozen or more side effects, at least a half dozen of them are horrendous. Most of these herbs have what I call good side effects. You might take this for your bones, but the good side effects of these herbs, like mullein, is good for the lungs. Marshmallow is good for inflammation. Not sure what wormwood's good for. Lobelia.
Wormwood is good for pain relief and deworming.
Deworming.
It's in there for pain relief.
Right. We add diatomaceous earth to our
Thank
blend.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
And there goes Blog Talk. We add diatomaceous earth in it to also complement the wormwood. The black walnut also acts as a dewormer. Black walnut blocks the absorption of chemicals in the body. So that's a good side effect. White oak bark. I'm not sure what it's good for besides
pain relief.
Pain relief and sucking venom out of your body if you put it on as external.
Well, yeah, it'll be in there for that purpose.
Yeah. So sucking toxins out of your body.
Basically, that formula has three pain relievers.
Yeah. And two dewormers. Yeah. A lot of good stuff. What's out?
No. But I'm going to caffeinate myself because I'm passing out.
Yeah, I noticed you dropped your phone a minute ago.
About three times.
Yeah. Yeah, we still got our Scrap Go Scrap podcast here in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, so he's giving me a break by cutting this off a little early.
And I got to get on the road.
Yep.
So I will pack up my truck and hit the road, and then I'll call in, and we'll start the Scrap Gov Scrap podcast. You can find that at scrapgovscrap.com. All right. So long.
So long.